Mike Schechtman Show for a Monday. Very pleased to have our next guest, Monica Eaton Cardone, an entrepreneur and business leader with expertise in technology and e-commerce. She has co-founded a number of successful companies and currently fulfills executive management roles within each organization. She is a well-known champion of women in IT and a sought-after speaker. And Monica will be joining us to talk about women and IT, women and business, and how many things are holding back the U.S. economy, including gender bias. Our phone lines are open at 433-9782, 540-433-WSVA. Monica Eaton Cardone, welcome to the Mike Schechtman Show. It's great to have you.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
How did you get into business?
Well, it started out at a pretty early age. Really, I was just interested in solving my own problem. And one thing led to another. I ended up working for myself. And it's one of those classic stories. You know, you start out, you're passionate about something. You find that there are some barriers or some problems. And you put together a solution for that to find that a lot of other people out there have the same issues.
One of the big aspects, and one of the reasons I really wanted to talk to you, is because of the, you know, the big difference between men and women in business. The gender aspects of working is not the key. What the key is people's response. And that is, it is so much tougher for women to get capitalized than it is for men.
Yes, I definitely agree with that. And I think one of the innate differences between men and women is women don't grow up with enough. I don't know how to say this. They don't grow up giving themselves enough credit.
True.
Where, you know, in order to get promoted, you really have to promote yourself. And this is just this is a part of our makeup and in society as a whole. That women are usually not in the forefront, stating all of their good works, all the things that they've done. And really, many times in order to get ahead, you have to promote all of the things that you've done. You have to promote your competency, what things you've actually achieved. And men have traditionally really secured a greater component in that particular vertical.
I think the other aspect may be that women have, you know, are not born into the a lot of the old boys network, whether it's in colleges, whether it's in, you know, the golf course, men expect women in business to be women but still act like men. And that's just a tough, tough thing to do. Ask any man who has to behave like a woman.
No, I agree with you there, but, you know, I will say there's more opportunity for women than there ever has been. One of the encouraging things about society and our world as we know it today is that technology is moving so rapidly and spaces are changing so quickly. I would challenge every listener, if you look in the work environment where you are, it's a very, very different workplace than it was just 5 years ago. You see a lot of younger people who have terrific opportunities. Some, you know, teenagers making six-figure income that it just was not a viable opportunity just a few years ago. With the internet, you know, I think that introducing more women or more of the atypical leadership roles, we're opening more doors. It just needs to be a little bit more progressive.
Monica Eaton Cardone is COO of dispute mitigation and loss prevention tech firm Chargebacks 911. Our phone lines are open at 433-9782, 540-433-WSVA. We're talking about some of the issues of women in business, and our phone lines are open at 433-WSVA. One of the stats you cited, and I'm stunned about, is that the female-owned businesses are worth only a third of what the average male-owned business is valued at? That's stunning.
It is. I think it coincides, however, with just the pay scale of, you know, employed women for the same job that men have. And we've often seen literature, you know, published on these types of barriers in the workforce. When it comes to having an own business, part of the mentality that some of this research has divulged is that the theory, of course, with any business owner, then you know that the owner is essentially the brainchild or the person that's responsible for this idea. Their vision is largely part of what makes this organization successful. And if you look at traditionally, women are seen as not as much of a stable endeavor in that organization. It's often seen, well, women, they're going to naturally get married, then they'll naturally become more loyal to their families, and, you know, they may not have time or their interests may change from this organization. I think that is something, along with this research, that has shown this is a consideration that is still prevalent in our society. Fortunately, with the advancement of technology, I do think the opportunity is there, and we've proven it. Marissa Mayer, for example, the CEO of Yahoo for quite some time. But, you know, we've proven, look, you can have a family, you can share additional interests, and that doesn't necessarily discourage your competency in a given field.
Monica, when you look at the possibilities for the advancement of women, what do you see? How do you break the glass ceiling?
Well, I think women, first, we have to start out at a much younger age. We need to, you know, the top-down approach is not very effective. If we want to close the gap and have more women in the workforce, specifically in higher C-level roles as more entrepreneurs, we really need to start motivating younger women to get involved and reach for those types of goals. With women that are currently in the workforce looking to achieve a higher status, we need to, just as a whole, we really need to take on the role of promoting ourselves a little bit better, making sure that we find a mentor, kind of a champion at the company where you're at or in the industry, and take some time to make sure that you build your own brand. This is something that I think men naturally have done well in. They have a natural acumen just because this has been how our society has been traditionally for such a long time. But that shouldn't be anything that is discouraging. I don't think there's a different set of rules that need to be followed. It seems different because women generally have not followed that path. So it's really just a matter of looking at the stepping stones that are required in order to get to that pattern of success, and not being afraid to take new strides in that direction.
Monica Eaton Cardone is our guest. We have another moment or two with her at 433-WSVA. Let's go to the phones. Hi, you are on the air with Monica.
Yeah.
Monica Eaton
Cardone. Hi, Monica. Hey, I'm glad you're trying to get into business for yourself. I just got a couple things, though. I've pretty much been in business for myself since I was a teenager. And when I had a nutrition store in California and I tried to get an SBA loan, I'm white and I'm male. And unless you're a woman, a minority, it's almost impossible. And then the other thing is, like, you know, if you go into any bank, it's mainly all women that manage it. I've worked in retail. I've worked at other places. So I don't know. I mean, there's plenty of opportunity for women out there. I think sometimes it gets over put out there that women have a hard time.
All right. Monica, how do you respond?
Well, I agree with you to some extent. I definitely agree. You know, whenever you talk about any type of problem, there's always those that exaggerate the size of the problem and make it seem bigger than it is. I prefer to look at the positive, the opportunities that are there. Statistically speaking, women are a very, very small segment of the workforce. And statistically, if we take a look at entrepreneurs and just the wage-earning ability, then for the exact same jobs, women get paid less. Now, I would agree with you, when you go into the banking sector and several other companies, you may find women are largely the prominent figures there. If I was a business owner in that sector and just looking at my P&L, I would consider recruiting women if I, and this sounds harsh, but if I know that a woman would do just as good of a job and I would be paying them less based on scales, then that would make the most business sense.
Monica, I'm going to have to cut you off right there because we're hitting a hard break. Where can people find out more?
You can find out all about us on our website. It's www.chargebacks911.com.
Come back and join us again, won't you?
Thank you so much.
That is Monica Eaton Cardone, a fascinating individual and a great subject. Coming